jailed in connection with the riots in August, have failed to get their sentences reduced by the Court of Appeal. Among them are two men from Warrington who are serving 4 years in prison for setting up Facebook pages inciting others to riot. Travellers at Dale Farm have walked out of a meeting with leaders at Basildon Council. The talks were seen as a last attempt to resolve the planning dispute peacefully after travellers lost a High Court bid to stay on the site. We're being warned that fish pedicures could be more dangerous than we think. The Health Protection Agency claims the popular treatment could spread infections like HIV and hepatitis C. Football, and both Manchester United and Man City are in Champions League action tonight. The Premier League champions are in Romania to take on Otolul Galatly. City face Villarreal at Eastlands. That's the latest. I'm Richard Suchet.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. Listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. Coming up on my show today, don't forget that I've got David Miles. He is the co-author of the Fusion book and he's going to be speaking to me very, very shortly, indeed in about 10 minutes, so you must stay tuned for that. Also coming up on my show today, I'll be bringing you regular travel updates, of course. I'll be bringing you some news and also some local events for you to be looking forward to. Now, if you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. My name is Gabriella Clark. You will find me on Facebook if you type in Gabriella Clark. You will also be able to tweet me. My name is Mindful2Move on Twitter. No doubt if you type in Gabriella Clark into Twitter, you'll find me that way as well. Or you can email me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. You can text the studio on 0777 928 298, or you can phone me here in the studio on 01277 849931. I hope you enjoy the show and let me know if you're out there and listening. It means a lot. Kicking us off this hour, what have we got? We've got some Craig David featuring Sting.
Sometimes in life you feel the fight is over, and it seems as though the writing's on the wall. Superstar, you finally made it, but once your picture becomes tainted, it's what they call the rise and fall. Sometimes in life you feel the fight is over, and it seems as though the ride is on the wall. Superstar, you finally made it, but once your picture becomes tainted, it's what they call the rise and fall.
I always said that I was gonna make it, now it's plain for everyone to see. This game I'm in don't take no prisoners, just casualties. I know that everything is gonna change, even the friends I knew before me go. But this dream is the life I've been searching for. Thought of believing that I was the greatest, my life was never gonna be the same. Cause with the money came a different status, that's when things changed. Now I'm too concerned with all the things I own, blinded by all the pretty girls I see. I'm beginning to lose my integrity.
Sometimes in life you feel the fight is over, and it
and fall.
I never used to be a troublemaker. Now I don't even wanna please the fans. No autographs, no interviews, no pictures. Endless demands. Gave in the vices that were clearly wrong. The types that seem to make me feel so right. But some things you may find can take over your life. Burn all my bridges, now I've run out of places. And there's nowhere left for me to turn. Been caught in compromising situations. I should have learned from all those times I didn't walk away. When I knew that it was best to go. Is it too late to show you the shape of my heart?
Sometimes in life you feel the fight is over. Yeah. Over. Yeah. The seas are slow, the ride is over.
I don't care, but you don't realize what this means to me. So let me have just one more chance. I'm not the man I used to be. Used to be.
Listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Don't forget that joining me shortly is my guest, the David Miles. He is a co-author of the Fusion book. We're going to be talking about exactly what the Fusion book is very, very shortly. But in the meantime, let's have a look and see what the travel's looking like.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. There's slow traffic on the B1137 Springfield Road northbound in Chelmsford at the A1099 Victoria Road junction. Don't forget that there are narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between junction 29, that's the A127 turnoff, and junction 30, the A13 Lakeside, because of major road widening work. Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road junction and the Prospect Way junction because of bridge maintenance work. And Beaches Road in Chelmsford is closed in both directions between the A1016 Waterhouse Lane Junction and the Ashtree Crescent Junction because of roadworks. There are minor delays on the Bakerloo line due to earlier police investigation at Marylebone.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM. In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show could well be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock this evening. Now, joining me in the studio, as promised, is my guest, David Miles. And he is here to talk about the Fusion book. Hello, David.
Hi, Gabriella.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
I believe you've already been up to London.
Yeah, I was there this morning, about 6:30 at Liverpool Street for a networking group when I'm launching up there. So, been a long day so far.
Cool. What time are you up this morning?
Oh, I think I've got up about 5:10, left the house about 6:25.
Yeah, you were up way before me. Well, you know, an hour and a half before me. So you're here today to speak in particular about the Fusion book, of which I believe you are the co-author of?
Yes, that's right. It's called Fusion, The New Way of Marketing, and I wrote it jointly with a guy called David Taylor, who runs a business that's based down in Tunbridge Wells, but like me, does a lot of business, has a lot of clients in London, and we've been working together on a number of different projects for a while. We had a lot of clients in common, and we basically wrote Fusion to address a lot of the sort of misconceptions and gaps in knowledge that we found a lot of our mutual clients had, really.
Okay, so the genre that the book would fall into, is the book actually in standard shops, or is it available online?
No, it's available in bookshops. It's available on Amazon,
So if you walked into a bookshop and you know you have the categories, where would someone find it?
Would be either in the business category, or if they had a category for online marketing, that's what it would be. Basically, the book, it's about all the different ways that businesses and other organisations can market themselves effectively in the social media age. We're very conscious of the fact that over the last sort of 10-15 years, and particularly over the last 3 or 4 years, the landscape has changed dramatically in terms of the number of different channels that businesses can use to communicate with customers and potential customers. And we wanted to write something which gave people a nice, clear, concise overview of what all these different things were. So what is social media? What's Twitter? What's Facebook? How do those things work? How can you use them for business? But also, how do they interact with some of the things that people perhaps are a bit more familiar with, like websites, like search engine optimization? So Fusion is all about the idea that in this day and age, you've got lots and lots of different strands that you can bring together into one cohesive marketing strategy.
Ah, and that's where the title came from.
Yeah,
it's like you're fusing everything together.
Exactly,
Otherwise, it is like a huge, big maze of mess, isn't it? Some people actually see it that way. They don't know where to start.
That's right,
Especially, if they've just set up a business, or perhaps they've had a business for years and years and years, but they haven't even gone down the road of even getting on the internet, or, you know.
That's right, and a lot of people who have got online, they haven't done it in an effective way. They've kind of had a website built many, many years ago. They've kind of ticked that box and said, right, we've done the website, now let's move on to something else. And they don't see that actually the website has the potential to be a really, really powerful marketing tool for their business. And what the message in the book really is, that your website in this day and age should actually sit at the centre of your marketing strategy, and then you have all these different things around the edge, like Twitter, like Facebook, but also like offline marketing, like networking, face-to-face meetings. But all these things are designed to drive people in to your website.
And a blog, would you say a blog?
Yeah, a blog would certainly be one of those, yeah. I mean, that's We talk about blogging quite a bit in the book. It's a great thing, A, in its own right, because it allows you to share your knowledge with people, build up repeat visitors to a website, and it also has good impact on search engine ranking, on how Google views your website, and therefore how high up the search engine you come when someone searches for something related to the products or services you sell.
Okay, now obviously there's only so much I'm going to be able to ask you without buying the book, but because I haven't bought it yet. But I'd like to know if you can give any tips for how to get more people reading your blog.
More people reading a blog? Well, this is where, again, this is the fusion thing. See, all the things work together. So if you've got a blog sat there in isolation, you're not going to get so many people reading it, because it's only going to be found by people who come to your website. But even if you just do one simple thing, like start using Twitter in conjunction with your blog, so every time you write a new blog post, you tweet about it, and that acts as like a signpost, if you like, towards the blog article. You can do that manually, or you can very easily set it up. In fact, so if you every time you write a blog entry, it automatically sends out a tweet to alert people to the fact that you've done that.
Wow, so you can do it all automatic, save time.
Yeah,
amazing. And does your book explain how to do it? How to set it up automatically?
It doesn't go into lots of technical detail on how to do all the individual things. It's basically, the book is about raising awareness and getting people to think and realise that this stuff is out there. So it's about understanding what all these different new mediums, new technologies are, and understanding what they're capable of, and how they should all be part of a marketing strategy. Obviously, if people want to know how to sort of do all the stuff, then there are plenty of people out there who can help them with that. And also, David and I run regular training courses that go into more detail on a lot of the topics that are in the book. And they're proving obviously quite popular at the moment.
What about when someone signs? How do you get an add-on onto a website so that someone gets your most recent blog emailed to them? Automatically.
Well, the best thing is, you can, rather than relying on email, you can set up something called an RSS feed, which stands for really simple syndication. But obviously we have to give it a complicated acronym because it's techie. But basically what that does, people can then subscribe to your particular blog and they can get regular updates on it. They can view it in something like Google Reader or some other consolidated place. So there are, again, we talk about that kind of thing in the book, the fact that there are certain things you need to get right and get in place to get the most out of all of these things.
Right, okay then, brilliant. So I think the next question I should probably ask you is, who is the book aimed at? Who's it going to be? Mostly business people, or would you say that it could be a benefit to not only business people?
It's aimed primarily at businesses, I guess, but it's applicable really to anyone who has an audience they need to communicate with. So it's also applicable to, for example, charities who want to use online marketing, social media as part of their fundraising activities, or to raise awareness of what they're doing. It can be applicable to local authorities. Anyone really who's got
a website, really.
Yeah, it's got an audience. I mean, these days we're all customers, aren't we? You get on the train and you're a customer. But basically anyone who's got a customer base, however you want to define that, that they need to communicate with. That it's equally effective for all of them.
Yeah. Okay, I understand that completely. Right, okay. What I'm going to do now is, before I'm overwhelmed with this information of technical stuff, I'm going to play a song and I'm going to bring the local events, and then we will be speaking to David again shortly. So stay tuned to Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, this Thursday, between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m, there's the Outdoor Drive-In Antiques and Collectors Flea Market at the Brentwood Centre Showground in the Doddinghurst Road here in Brentwood, and admission is free. And on Thursday, the 20th to Saturday the 22nd of October at 8 p.m, at the Brentwood Theatre, the Artisan Drama Society are presenting Moving On, an evening of three original plays on a theme: death, the only thing we can be sure of in life. Moving, sensitive and thought-provoking, three original plays, three different views about dying. Tickets cost from £10, £8 for concessions, and are available from 01277 200305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby here on Phoenix 98 FM on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. If you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. You'll find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark. And you can also tweet me. My name is Mindful to Move. And I'm joined still in the studio, he hasn't left me yet, by David Miles. And we are talking about him being the co-author of his book, the book, and also just really about marketing online, and we're now going to talk about more things. So we were going to talk actually about offline marketing.
Yes, that's right. I have just tweeted you, by the way, while Sutton was on. offline, I mean, one of the points of making the book is it's not all about social media and online marketing. Again, because of this whole fusion idea and all the different strands having to work together, we've actually got a halter on the continuum of, if you like, old-fashioned networking rather than social networking, the offline stuff. So we talk about the different networking groups that are out there that people can belong to. We talk about things like the Chambers of Commerce, the FSB, and BNI, Business Networking International, and we talk about how all of those things are still an important part of people's marketing mix. But again, you've got to have all the other stuff behind it, because if you meet someone at a networking event and you give them a business card, almost certainly the first thing they'll do when they get back home or back to their office is they're going to sit down and look at your website. And if your website doesn't look up to scratch, all that good work you did chatting to them for 10 minutes at a networking event and giving a good impression can be wiped out when they go back and see your slightly tired looking website.
Right, okay. Well, how would you describe, I'm interested to know now, how would you describe a tired-looking website?
I guess just a website that, looks... I hesitate to use the word old-fashioned, because the web's only been around for a relatively short amount of time, but a website that doesn't look like it's been professionally thought out and designed. It's hard to navigate. It's not clear what you're meant to do when you're on there. For example, if it's a website selling something, is it clear how you actually buy stuff? Is it clear how you contact people? And very often you see websites where people are actually spending money on things like Google AdWords, driving traffic to their website, and yet their website is never going to do a good job of turning those visitors into customers, because it's got dead ends or it doesn't look good. It'd be like if you spent lots of money advertising your shop on the high street, and when people got there, they found it was either closed or there was so much rubbish lying around the shop, you couldn't actually walk around and see what was there.
That's a good comparison. I like that very much. I'm sure we can all relate to that, being disappointed when we go into a shop where it looks very nice on the outside and all of the nice things of the shop are just in the window. You go in and the rest of it's awful.
Because the other thing is, if you go into a shop and it doesn't offer what you're looking for, so if it's a small shop, often you walk in, you've made eye contact with the owner by that point, so even though you can see straight away it doesn't offer what you want, you end up doing that kind of guilty walk around the shop, just having a little look at everything, and then you walk out again. On a website, because if you arrive at the website and you don't immediately see that it offers what you're after, there's no shop assistant there to catch your eye on it, so you can just click the back button and disappear, and that's what happens to so many websites.
Oh, right. Okay, that's good to know. And you've led me really nicely on to the Google AdWords.
Yes. Basically, this is... there are two ways that you can get a website onto Google, which obviously is really important to do so people find you when they're looking for the kind of things you sell. search engine optimization is the one that most people have heard of. The other way of doing it is Google AdWords, which is what's called pay-per-click advertising. So this is where you're paying Google to advertise and be on page one of Google. But unlike most other forms of advertising, you only pay if and when someone actually clicks on your advert. So whereas, you know, traditional advertising, let's say putting an advert in the newspaper, if you put an advert in the local newspaper and you pay you a couple of hundred pounds or whatever it is, and at the end of the week no one's responded to that advert, you can't ask for your money back. Whereas with this kind of online advertising, you don't pay for your advert to appear, you only pay if and when it actually generates a response. So it's a much lower risk way of doing things.
If and when someone clicks to go on your website, and
yeah,
do you get charged a fee every time someone clicks on it? Or?
Yes, you do, and the fee varies depending on what, because you say to Google what search terms you want your advert to appear in response to, and basically the more competitive those search terms, the more other advertisers there are, the more you will pay for your click. But clicks can be as low as, you know, 5 or 10p a click. The skill is in choosing the kind of search terms that are not being chased after by all your competitors. This is something we talk about in the book, about your examples of how you do that.
Oh, right, okay, but then at the same time you still get customers, you get who you want.
Yes, that's right, and you can...
if you like, for people that don't
exactly
have customers. They just want people to see their website. What was the... you also mentioned to me that it's important nowadays to have your internet website mobile phone user friendly.
Definitely. I mean, we're all walking around with iPhones or other smartphones in our pockets all the time, and I come across clients all the time who are amazed by how much of the traffic, how many of the visitors coming to their websites are actually people browsing via a mobile phone. And the problem is, very often the websites aren't set up in a way that they're easy to use on a mobile phone. So of course people arrive on their mobile phone and they click the back button and go somewhere else. And that's a real wasted opportunity. I had one client this week. I mean, it's really easy to find out this information. If you have Google Analytics or other things about on your website that track who's visiting your site and tell you all sorts of information about them, you can find out how many mobile visitors are coming to your site. I had a client earlier this week, or last week rather, who he had looked at his analytics and found that something like 35% of all the traffic coming to his website was people using iPhones or other smartphones, and yet his website didn't actually come up looking very good on an iPhone. It was virtually unusable. Now, because he got that data and he was able to act on it, and he's actually now gone out and he's getting a mobile version of his website built, and he's also getting an iPhone app developed so he can, you know, cash in on that market more. But again, so many people don't actually pay any attention to this kind of data or know how to get it. And so, yeah, we've got a whole chapter in the book on analytics and how you can use that to ensure that your website's actually doing its job and you're not wasting money driving people there who can't actually get what they want.
Yeah, I think that's really important as well, as you say about analytics. You can't just sort of get a website designed, pay the website designer if you pay one, or you don't and you do it yourself, and then just expect it to sit there and work.
Yeah.
You have to find out all about how many people are actually seeing, if it's being an effective tool for advertising. In some ways, and maybe that's a nice thing that we have the benefit of being able to do with the internet, because there's no way, if you went leaflet dropping, you'd be able to go back and knock on all the doors and say, did you read my leaflet? You know, it
exactly,
just wouldn't
yeah
be on at all. Whereas with the people's name addresses, but we actually check to see if people are actually reading it, as opposed to, you know, having your adverts out in a shop or leafleting doors, as I just mentioned, or as you said, you know, putting an advert in the newspaper. Did anyone actually read the advert? Whereas here on the internet, you can find out if people read it.
Exactly, yeah. So all that information, all that business intelligence, if you like, is there, but unfortunately so few people are actually using it,
yeah,
and consequently they don't know if the money they're spending on marketing is bringing them a return on their investment, or whether they're just throwing it down the drain.
And they could be wasting it in ways, and, you know, putting it into better ways.
Yeah, I mean, typically, you know, with something like Google AdWords, if I take on a new client with that, I typically find they're wasting £300 or £400 a month attracting the wrong kind of people to their websites, just because they're not actually studying the data that's there. It's quite shocking.
I bet it is. I suppose it's quite nice that you know, and that you're able to kind of help these people,
yeah,
you know, it with methods, because I've been fooled before with certain online advertising and it hasn't worked, whereas you actually know all of the goings on. You're not just representing a business trying to sell advertising with that business, you're actually just trying to help people learn how to use their websites effectively.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, you know, it's not like you're trying to you're obviously not on a people that are advertising, they've got all of these
commission.
Commission, that's the word. I do this on the radio. All of a sudden I'm like, what is the word I am looking for? And I can't use any other word. It really needs to be commission. And if someone has got a website and they know they don't think it is mobile user friendly, because when they look on at their website on a mobile, it just looks as if you're looking at it on the web. It's that much smaller and that much harder to read. Is that something that a website designer does?
Yes, a good one should be able to. I mean, basically, if you've got a website and you're not sure whether it's mobile friendly, or you've looked, as you say, you've looked it on the phone and you suspect it might not be, your first port of call should be to go back to your web designer and ask for a question. You know, it's a fair question. It could be your website was designed 4 or 5 years ago when this kind of thing didn't matter. Go back to your web designer, ask the question. If your website designer doesn't know or can't answer that question, then it's probably time to look for a new web designer. But hopefully, if they've kept their skills up to date, they'll know how to sort that out for you.
They'll know how to do it.
Yeah,
probably for a little extra. But that's no problem. If it's going to draw people in, then it's doing its job really. Now I understand that you run social media training courses. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. David Taylor, the co-author of the book, and I, we are both involved in doing a fair bit of training these days, both classroom-based training and also some one-to-one training where we go into companies and deliver bespoke training for them. And yeah, between us, we both get involved in social media training. We also run courses on more general courses on all the different things you need to know about if you're going to do business online effectively. And I also do a course that's a whole day on using Google AdWords effectively. So I'm doing one of those tomorrow, for example. We run those. They're run regularly at a venue we use in London, only about sort of 10 minutes away from Liverpool Street.
10 minutes walking or what?
10 minutes tube and probably 15 minutes walk.
Oh, really? Only a 15 minute walk?
Well, I walk fast, so call it 20.
Do you sometimes
walk? Maybe I'll just tell you where they are. They're in Farringdon.
Do you sometimes walk from...
I do, yeah.
From Liverpool Street.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can walk. If you're anti-tube like me,
yeah,
then you can walk.
Oh, yeah. If you're anti-tube and you're reasonably fit and healthy, which obviously you are, then yes, you can you can walk it quite easily.
Oh, right. Oh, that's good to know, because I don't like the tube at all. And I can't afford London cabs, I'm afraid. So was there anything else that you wanted to say or get a point across about this book?
Just a couple of things. Well, firstly, just to say, if people are interested in those training courses, all the details are at businesstrainingmadesimple.co.uk. So all the details of those are there. And likewise, if you want to know more about the book, the website for that is www.fusionbook.co.uk. And there's all details there and reviews. It's had loads of really good reviews on Amazon and all that sort of thing, which is fantastic. I think it's 26 5-star reviews now.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic.
But the thing I guess I want to stress is, you know, we've talked about some sort of technical things there and whatever. This is not a really, really techie book. Yeah, don't be put off by thinking it's going to be full of nonsense and gobbledygook and whatever. This is aimed at people who are trying to get their heads around all these new technologies and these new ways of communicating. It's deliberately designed to be clear and simple to understand. In fact, one of the first reviews we had, and we've put this on the front of the book, it was described as a no-nonsense roadmap to marketing in the 21st century.
Really?
That's really what it's designed to be. So, you know, if you think it could be of interest, go onto Amazon, have a look, read the reviews, and you can get it either as a paperback or, of course, as a digital download for your Kindle, obviously.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe even as an iBook.
Yes.
I've started buying iBooks, which is fantastic, because you can read on the go, except when you can't get an internet connection, which is a little bit irritating at times.
Yes, that's the drawback to all this stuff, is we haven't quite got 3G everywhere yet.
I do understand the Kindle, you actually download books to, don't you?
That's
so
right.
You don't need an internet connection once you've downloaded the book, I presume. Is
that's
right?
Right, the Kindle, you can download it at home, or if you've got the 3G Kindle, you can do it when you're on the move. But once you've downloaded it, yeah, it just sits there Kindle.
And you, so you could have your Kindle on the tube.
Yeah, you don't get that thing where you're just getting to the exciting bit of the book and you dive into the tunnel at Stratford or something. It's, you haven't got that problem.
Yeah, that would be awful. Right, thank you so much. Do you have contact details of people, or will people find you?
There's fusionbook.co.uk for the website. And obviously, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at David Miles or at Fusion the Book.
There you go then. And I will be updating the Phoenix website. And I think, in fact, the Phoenix website may be able to benefit from your advice as well. So I'll be speaking to the man in charge about that and see what we can do. Now, you can find the Phoenix website at allthews.phoenixfm.com. And if you've got any further questions, you can always email us here at the studio. Subject your email for David Miles, and I shall forward it to him promptly. And I know I'll definitely do that, because I won't know what to do with it myself. So there you go. Right, here's some more music, and thank you very, very much for coming in today, David.
Thank you.
Ooh.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 Stanford Lee Hope bypass in Orsett between Orsett Cock and Stanford Lee Hope. There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. There's slow traffic on the B1137 Springfield Road northbound in Chelmsford at the A1099 Victoria Road junction. Don't forget that there are narrow lanes and speed restrictions of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and junction 30. And Wash Road here in Brentwood is closed between the Lower Road junction and the Prospect Way junction. There's severe delays on the Metropolitan line due to late finish of engineering work on Harrow on the Hill. Service suspended on the Piccadilly line between Rayners Lane and Uxbridge. Service delays between Rayners Lane and Acton Town due to earlier signal failure at Ealing Common. Also, National Express East Anglia. There's disruption on the National Express East Anglia between Liverpool Street and Chingford, between Liverpool Street and Chess Hunt. And between Liverpool Street and Cambridge due to overhead line problems at Bethnal Green. And there's also disruption on the National Express East Anglia between Liverpool Street and Southend Victoria, between Liverpool Street and Colchester, and between Liverpool Street and Norwich due to overhead line problems at Bethnal Green.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the oral unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show could well be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. Gonna take the life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I guess the rain's down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday, the 23rd of October at 7 p.m, you'll find GT Promotions are presenting an evening of country music with Steve Travis and Cheryl Halliwell at the Brentwood Theatre. Tickets cost £10 in advance or £11 on the door and are available from 01277 200305. And on Friday, the 28th of October at 4 p.m. and again at 7 p.m. at the Brentwood Theatre again, you'll find Actability Inclusive Theatre Company presents Wake Up Don Quixote, a magical young production for young people. Following workshops in schools in May 2011, this fascinating show is now embarking on a tour of theatres this autumn and is set to tour nationally in spring next year. Tickets cost £8 and are available from 01277 200305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And if you have an event that you want us to be mentioning here on Phoenix and putting onto our website, why don't you let us know about it? You can email us here, radio@phoenixfm.com, and tell us all about it and say that you'd like us to add it to our listings, and we shall do so. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. A massive thank you to my guest, David Miles, who came in to speak about his book. book that he is the co-author of called The Fusion Book, and I cannot actually believe that he has kindly given me a copy, and I really wasn't expecting that at all. I was expecting to have to go out and buy it, and actually after speaking to me here on Phoenix, I actually would have gone out and bought it. He didn't come across as a hard seller or anything, but I really wanted to know what was in it, and now I will know what was in it, so you can know what's in it too if you go out and buy The Fusion Book. There you go.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 4. The Israeli soldier, freed in exchange for more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, is showing signs of malnutrition and lack of exposure to the sun.